It's time for this week's Focus on Business. November 17th begins a week of focus on innovation and entrepreneurial inspiration during the 4th Annual Lexington Global Entrepreneurship Week. In his role as director of the Lexington Office of the Kentucky Innovation Network, Warren Nash is one of those overseeing the event, and he sat down with Tom Martin.
Now, readers can get all the details on Global Entrepreneurship Week worldwide by going online to gew.co. You can look at what's happening across the U.S. by visiting gewusa.org. But if you would, Warren, give us a brief background on the global event for starters.
Absolutely. The global event is something that's been going on now for many years throughout the world. Lexington became a part of that event back in 2011 when we kicked off our first Global Entrepreneurship Week. And it's grown since that time. It's a great time to feature entrepreneurs, show the positive things that are happening within your community, not only from a global perspective, but from the local community. And it also gives a time for those entrepreneurs to come together to learn from each other. And we try to create a week of activities that feature the infrastructure for the entrepreneur as well as entrepreneurs themselves.
You can go online to see the entire calendar events for the week, but Warren, if you would, pick out just a few highlights.
Well, there's a few that I'd like to bring to people's attention. First off, the entire week is free, so there's no charge for any of the events. That's an exciting thing.
Don't have to register or anything?
Yeah, you have to register. We want you to register, but okay. That's the key, and there will be registration at the link that you've just mentioned.
Okay.
The ones I think I'd like to really focus on for our entrepreneurs is the legal accounting workshop. The first afternoon, because it's a great basic workshop being put on by Susan Hickson and Dean Dorton and Ford, free. Some of the things that people don't want to talk about. It's the whole idea of what do I need to do to start my business. They have this idea, but don't want to get into the nitty gritty of the accounting issues and legal issues. This is going to be a very entertaining event, free. I'd highly recommend that anybody that's starting their company attend that. I would do Geeks Night Out for a fun event to have a beer at Natasha's that Tuesday evening of the 18th. And then I would look at the whole idea of coming to the talk by Todd Henry, because I think his talk is going to be very broad. It's going to talk to how to be brilliant at a moment's notice, how to keep those creative juices flowing in an everyday work environment, how to learn those life rhythms for an individual to be creative, to come up with these ideas and to implement those ideas. And that would be that's Thursday afternoon at 3:30 at the Lyric Theater with a book signing following that with Todd. Those are the events I would feature.
It seems that an event like this would be very attractive to people who are in the idea phase, aspirational, the vision. And I would think taken on the whole, that creates a certain kind of energy. Is that true? And how would you describe it?
And it's amazing the amount of energy, because people get to know each other that would never cross paths. And they come to an event, they have an idea, they sit down next to someone at one of these open coffees, and they start talking about their idea, and all of a sudden they have a collaborator.
You can hear part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Warren Nash next Monday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.